Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You watched The Last Dance, right? Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, I took that personally. Is that pretty much you?
100%.
New York City, tough on the inside.
All right, pleased to be joined by Justin Champagny of your Toronto Raptors, your Raptors 905. Man, thanks so much for joining me. Much appreciated.
Sir, thank you for having me.
How often do people mispronounce your name still, or do people kind of know now how to say your last name?
I mean, most people know how to say my last name, but a lot it's mispronounced a lot still to this day. But when I watch film like in the G League, they mispronounce it terribly sometimes. But you know, it is what it is. I've learned to grow and live with it. So,
is it like Champagny or Champagny?
No, it's never been that bad. I would hope it's not that bad. They say, yeah. But it's normally like either they say Champagny or what's the other one? They say some other weird way, but I don't know. Or they call me Champagne.
Champagne, that's easy. That's probably. See, I thought it was Champagny when I first when I first heard your name. But then, you know, when you were introduced with the Toronto Raptors back around Media Day during training camp, we learned a lot about you back then because you were saying things like, "All I needed was a chance, and I'll take care of the rest."
Yes, sir.
And do you feel like you've really kind of championed that so far this season?
Yeah, I feel like I've been I feel like I've been good in that aspect. You know, I just waiting my turn and just waiting to get my chances. You know, even like in the beginning of the season when I was playing a little bit more and they threw me in like the Milwaukee game, the OKC game. You know, I feel like I held my own and I proved that I could hold my own with these guys and I belong on this level. So I stand by it. You know, I just need a chance and an opportunity to go in the court and I make something good happen.
I mean, back in the day with your mom and dad, like, and your brother, obviously, you guys kind of just were a sports family, I would imagine. Like, it was like eat, sleep, sports. What was it like in those early days with the four of you?
It was pretty hectic. My mom kept us in a lot of sports, like baseball, soccer, basketball. My dad really did the soccer part because, you know, he played at St. John's and won a national championship. But we played a lot. We were out every weekend. We were out playing sports. During the week, we had practice. My mom... she even had got a minivan when we were younger so she can take us, me and my brother and our friends, to our away games, you know. But it was hectic, but I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. You know, I feel like it helped me grow, you know, even in my respective sport, even though playing all the other sports. But I loved it. It was fun, especially having my brother with me. So it was a pretty fun experience for me.
The first sport obviously was basketball, but if you weren't a basketball player, what would you be? Would it be soccer? Because I know your dad really, really wanted that.
Yeah, my first sport wasn't basketball.
Oh, okay.
My first sport was actually soccer. It was soccer, baseball, then basketball. But I started to grow. You know, I was taller than everybody for some reason. So I was like, gotta just play basketball. Like, I really love soccer though. Yeah. Like, I used to play forward, but as I got taller, I would go from forward to center mid, then to the goalie. I didn't want to play the goalie, so I just stopped playing.
But your mom was happy, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, she was happy with whatever sport we played, as long as, you know, we played something that we loved and then we were happy doing it.
We know that you're a pretty passionate guy, and I talked to you about this a little while ago during one of your media sessions, and I was asking about your competitive nature versus your brother. Do you remember the first time you beat your dad at one-on-one?
In basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I remember it. And then I remember the next time where... he beat me and he twisted his ankle. He tried to dunk on me. So I remember those days. Those were the stepping stones to who I am today. You know, like especially my dad. Like, I look up to my dad a lot when it comes to sports as well. Even though he's a soccer player, like he played basketball in high school, and you know, so just being able to go against him and having that in the family is just, you know, a stepping stone, and it's fun to have.
How old were you when you beat him?
I want to say I was about, I wasn't old, I was wasn't too old, like 12. 13. He was good. He could really play. He could jump, you know, but he was really good. But I think it was 12 or 13. And then we were playing in my friend's backyard and he twisted his ankle on my foot. And he blamed me. He stopped. We never played again after that. It was my fault, but he did not play again after that.
It was your fault? What'd you do?
It was my fault. You know, I was very frustrated. I was losing. So I tried to, you know, make a little move and I got him by accident.
Oh no. What did you say to him? What was the conversations like after you beat him for the first time? Was he humble or was he just like taking my ball?
He was smiling. He just couldn't stop smiling. Like, I was so happy. You know, yeah. I was filled with joy and he couldn't stop smiling. So it was a good moment for the both of us, you know?
I know it was a big moment for you when you decided to transfer to Pittsburgh and leaving your family. I'm sure that was like a really big step for you, but you kind of talked about why that was important. Why do you think that was?
I just feel like I needed a new change of scenery. You know, I was in New York for 18 years of my whole life and I've been there, lived there, grew up there, went to school there. So I felt like it was my time to, you know, branch out. And I feel like it would help me become a man, you know, be on my own, learn how to, you know, do things by myself, you know, being outside of my family's like confines and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like it would really help me at this level, you know, learn how to be by yourself and become a professional.
Do you remember the people who said you wouldn't make it in the AAC?
100%. And by name, I remember them by name. And to this day, I remind them, like, you told me I couldn't play here. I know everybody by name who told me that, 100%.
I was going to ask you about this later on, but do you remember all the people who were drafted before you? I know Draymond Green did that.
I don't remember all the people who were drafted. I remember some of them. I have certain people that I want to match up against, you know, like rookies. But I remember those. I remember them 100%. I remember when I came on my Raptors visit, like my pre-draft, I had told one of the people in the organization the list of people who I wanted to play against. I remember them all. I only thing for me, I remember, it sticks with me that all that matters to me is that there were 60 people picked before me, you know. So I keep that in the back of my head every day I come in the gym.
You watched The Last Dance, right? Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, I took that personally. Is that pretty much you?
100%. There's actually, when we played Duke in college, I took it personally, and they made a whole meme about it. I got to find it. I have it somewhere on my phone.
Can you send it to me?
I will. I got you. I have it somewhere on my phone.
You're a crazy rebounder, man. It's insane. Like, you're 6'6", 200 pounds. And, you know, back in your college days, you had back-to-back 20-rebound games. What is it with you and rebounding? Like, it's, I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
I just feel like it's like a mindset, you know, like not a lot of guys want to jump and get rebounds with the bigger guys. They'd rather just let them get the rebound and, you know, go back. I feel like that's my way of, you know what I'm saying, being more aggressive and getting these little extra points and extra possessions for the team, you know? So it's just like an energy thing. Like, I have a lot of energy, and what better way to use it on than just trying to get the rebound?
Do you have a high pain tolerance?
I say what? A high pain tolerance? Yeah. I don't really. Pain, I got played through a pain all the time. Like, I have issues that I play through. I just keep going. You know, I don't really, unless if it stops me from walking or holding the ball, then I can't play. But other than that, I'm playing.
Is there something that comes to mind, like earlier on in college or something like that, where you just made it through and powered through and dropped 25 on someone?
In college, I had a knee issue my sophomore year. I had hurt my knee in a practice. And I had came back 3 weeks earlier than expected. I told myself, I can't sit out for 6 weeks. I'll give you guys three. The next three, I have to play. I can't sit out. So then I just put on the knee. I said, I'll put on the knee brace and I'll play. And then I came back, and my first game back, I had 24-16 against Syracuse. Jeez. And then 31-14 against Duke.
Keep going.
And then I think Wake Forest, I had 17-10. Carolina, 23-11 or 9. Something like that. I remember college. College was fun. I used to
kid. Yeah, college was fun.
Yeah.
You decided to declare for the NBA draft. And did you think that you were going to get drafted? Did someone tell you kind of that you were going to get drafted by them?
I thought I was going to get drafted. I thought I put a good, you know, good college stats and a good resume in college to help myself get drafted. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, you know. But my whole life has been that way, where I've been counting out. I had to work harder for what I felt I deserved, you know? So, I mean, I don't knock it. I feel like it gives me that chip on my shoulder and helps me know where I come from and, like, how hard I have to work to get mine. You know, I don't want to be one of those guys who could just walk in and, you know what I'm saying, it's given. I'd rather work for it. It makes it much more fun and makes the story that much sweeter when you get older.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you and your brother have been kind of doubted from day one. Like, no one thought you'd be going to Division I schools, and that all happened. And between you two, like, you guys are just continuously, you know, improving yourselves and getting to new stepping stones within your NBA careers. How important was it that you had each other to get to this point in your NBA career or basketball careers? soon MBA for Julian.
Yeah. I think it's been great. You know, I feel like having somebody, I mean, someone who looks like you, obviously, is kind of crazy, but having someone next to you who plays the same sport and who actually is up to your level, you know what I'm saying? Like, we match each other up. Like, you know, we want to compete against each other. We want to make each other better. So I feel like just having that growing up itself, it helps us a lot, you know, because you always have someone to sharpen your tools with. You know, we battle it out. We fight in the court. We argue. Sometimes when they finish a game, you start fighting. But, you know, I think it just makes us tougher and makes us that much more better.
Do you beat him at one-on-one?
Oh, yeah, I beat him at one-on-one. The last time we played with six games or five games. It was 4-1. Killed him. But he's nice, though. He.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
He has a lot of stuff to his game that people don't really expect him to have. So he's showing it now at St. John's. And hopefully, you know, it leads to him getting drafted. He gets drafted, I'll be the happiest person in the world. I feel like, you know, he did it. He got it. You know what I'm saying? So we both got it.
Yeah. You know, historically, the younger brother is better than the older brother.
Yeah, I've heard that. I just don't know, you know, if that applies here. But I don't know. He's a very good player. I'll give him that much. He's very good. I think he's the number one player in the country, in my eyes, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Bias or not, but very good player over there.
How about Jalen? Is he ready?
Jalen, he's a little crazy, you know, but he's ready. He got all the basketball jerseys ready. He wants to play. He's always talking about, can I come to the gym? Can I want to come to Toronto and go to the gym? And
yeah,
he'll be ready soon. In like two more years, I feel like he'll be, you know, ready for AU.
Yeah. You decided, you know, when it came down to that, you wanted to become a Toronto Raptor because you just felt like they fit you. Has everything kind of met the expectations?
100%. I knew coming in to this year's draft and the free agency after I didn't get drafted that I wanted to play in Toronto. I knew it from the jump when I came here on my workout. Like, no other team gave me the same feeling that Toronto gave me. Like, just the whole atmosphere, you know, a very diverse place, very diverse organization. And everybody just felt like family. You know, everybody was loving or open arms. And I just loved it. I just knew it from the jump, like a gut feeling. So I told my agent that, and he was like, that's one of the best teams development-wise. And, you know, for guys who go undrafted. So it was just a go for me from the jump, 100%.
Has this year been surprising in any way with, I guess, the way in which they invest in development?
Oh, no, it's everything I expected. You know, these guys are on me every day trying to get in the gym, be here early, stay late, get up extra shots, and it pays off. It works. You know, I feel it changing my game, my body. And I appreciate and commend these guys so much for helping me get to where I'm at now.
100 threes a day still?
Still 100 threes, 200 threes. I really try to shoot 200 a day. Depends if it's game day, I probably just get up 100. But every day we get it in, get the work in.
You and Pascal, is it you two doing it, or are you?
I do it by myself. Me and Pascal play 1-on-1 before the game, like a little, like, you know, game to three. He shoots, I play defense because, you know, that's my role, that's his role.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're really good at accepting your role. Like, I don't think at this moment, because of maybe you've realized this, that this juncture of your NBA career, that time has probably come for you. But right now it's just like doing what's asked of you. And I think that's a thing that's kind of rough for some players at this stage of their careers because they want to do more, but it's not necessarily what the team needs. How are you able to balance that?
I don't get it. It's rough sometimes, you know, like knowing that you're capable of doing certain things, but like, this is what the team needs you to do. But it's all about a mindset. Like, knowing like this is about longevity. It's not about 1-2 years. Like, that'll come. They'll ask you to do more and more and more as time goes on. So just accepting the role, embracing it. That's the biggest thing, embracing it, you know, falling in love with it and just going out there and competing, really. That's just all it is, you know. I know a lot of young guys, especially, like, you know, myself, you know, you want to do more. But, like, just staying focused and zoned in on what you got to do right now. And then as time goes on, you build, and you just work on it.
Champagne on the inside! Oh, the undrafted rookie at the University of Pittsburgh. New York City, tough on the inside.
What have been the weirdest parts about moving to Canada? I know Precious Achiuwa was, like, really thrown off by the bagged milk a few months ago. Has there been anything else that's made you go, like, wow, so this is Canada? Okay.
Really, the bag of milk is just sick to me. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't get why you would put milk in a bag or any type of liquid.
You can get it in a carton, right? You've seen it.
No. I have the cartons. It's the only ones I buy is the cartons.
Yeah.
But milk in a bag is just too much for me. I don't know. I don't know where that became a thing. What else? Some of the brands are different, like the food brands. It's not all the same as the U.S., but
yeah,
it's really just a bag of milk that's killing me, honest to God. Everyone's so nice. Everyone's very nice in Canada. In New York, everyone's mean. So that's about it. But it's the bag of milk, seriously.
That's it.
That has to change. That's it.
People say everyone's so nice in Canada, but, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't find people that nice. But, hey, like, maybe I haven't lived in New York either. So maybe that's
I think it's more like when people come from, like, out of Canada and they come to Canada, then it's like everyone's nice. But when you live here, it's like, this is regular. Like, in New York, though, everyone's mean. Like, there's no, everyone's disrespectful.
No kidding. 100%. I've been to New York once and it was very nice, actually. But I mean, who knows? Like, you're going to know better than I do. Head down, chin up. What does that mean to you?
That actually is my college coach, Jeff Capel. His dad used to say that to him, like, as a phrase. And it's just a matter of just, like, you know, keeping your head down and just putting in the work, but, like, always know who you are by, you know what I'm saying? Keeping your chin up, like, mentally, you know, like, just staying focused and knowing who you are and knowing what you're capable of doing. You know, but just keep your head down and just work until it's your time to, you know, to shine.
That's great. And you're doing that. No question about that. Did you have to pay your fine with the little scuffle you had with PJ Washington, or someone cover that for you?
I'm paying it. It's coming out my check monthly. You know, it hurts, but, you know, I take it. You know what I'm saying? I take it and I do what I do. And I pay it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Masai give you a dap up when you were on your way out. So I think, I mean, responsibility for your actions, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a learning lesson for me. You know, I shouldn't have reacted that way, even though I felt like I was, you know, provoked. But, you know, I take it. It's my fault, you know. Game over.
Yeah. A few more for you, then I'll let you go. Who's your favorite basketball player?
My brother.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. I think he's a great player. I love watching him play. I find, like, a tremendous amount of joy in watching him play. But, like, growing up, it was LeBron. Mm. Now it's my brother.
No question. You saw him play a few weeks ago. How was that?
That was a great. I've never seen him play in college. That was the first time I got to watch him play live in college. And it was great. I told him, I said, you better go for 30. I'm not accepting nothing less than 30. And he went out there, he had 31. So it was great to see it, you know, the joy he played with when I was there, and just getting to interact with him while I was on the court, like telling him, like, little things, like where to move to, and, like, you know, it was a great overall experience. It was fun, great atmosphere. He killed, the team won by a lot. It was fun. It's good to be back home and watch them play.
I heard you were taunting him, though.
I was taunting him. I told him he stinks. I told him that he missed a shot. I said, oh, you stink. You know what I'm saying? You got to make that. But, you know, and then he came down and he made a three right in that same corner. And then
there you go.
Turned to me and I was like, all right, there you go. That's more like it.
That's that older brother mentality right there.
Yes, sir. It definitely is.
What teammate do you gel with the most on the Raptors?
Off the court, Delano's my dogs. Like, me and Delano, like, we're always together, you know, always move together, you know, as one. Pascal's my, you know what I'm saying, like a big bro to me. Like, that's my guy right there. He always gives me little pointers here and there when I'm on the court, when I get those little minutes here and there. And even before the game, like, even off the court, like, whenever, like, those are my guys. I really mess with everybody. Everybody's my guys. But off the court would be DB. That's my dogs. And Scotty. And Isaac. And David. Really, the rookies are my guys.
Exactly.
100%.
Has Delano taken you to Rexdale yet?
No, I haven't been to Rexdale. I mean, have I? I think for his birthday, I think it was close by Rexdale. I don't know. But I've never been.
You got to go.
I got to go. I got to tap in.
Final question for you. I know you had a 3-year plan getting to the NBA. You're going to go to college for 2 years and you're going to make the NBA. Do you have a new 3-year plan or 2-year plan?
Well, I like now I'm trying to like just go year by year, you know, day by day, trying to stay in the moment, to be where my feet are. But if I had to say a 3-year plan, I would say obviously keep trying to play to get my contract converted to a regular contract. That's the number one goal on my list. And then just, you know, when that happens, just continue to be the energy guy, continue to do what the team needs me to do and try to solidify myself as a rotation player and, you know, be here in the long run with the team.
And you're going to get it, man. Thanks so much for joining me. Much appreciated.
Thank you, boss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.